Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
The Rebel, good old number 9, Randy Hundley, is 81 now. So we went out to chat with him recently, and you talk about a memorable team. 1969, the most celebrated second place club in the history of baseball. We talked about that and a lot of things with Randy, beginning with me wondering about all of the affection he gets from fans after all these years. Everybody has such strong memories of his career, and I wondered how he felt about that. Did it surprise him that everybody remembers Randy Hundley?
Yeah, it surprises me. You play, and then you just wander off, but I've been able to stay with the game and doing the fantasy camp. What a thrill that was for me to be able to develop that.
And it kept you in the minds of many fans too, didn't it?
I think it did. I think people wanted to know more about me and what I was doing and be a part of the fantasy camp. And I'm very proud of that.
I have a theory about why the 69 team is still so beloved and not forgotten, despite the fact that all these years have passed and the Cubs have won since then. But you guys were really part of the community. You lived here all year long, and I think because of that, it forged some sort of bond forever. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that did occur. And I remember the first year I stayed up here and worked through the winter in the investment banking business.
Because you needed a second job, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I needed a second job to get me through the winter. And I grew to love the community at that time and be a part of the organization.
I'd like to get you to talk a little bit more about this unlikely odd couple of you and Fergie, you know, completely different backgrounds, you know, in a time when blacks and whites didn't get along. And here you guys, you know, to this day are like brothers. Did it take a long time to develop? How did that happen?
When Fergie came over, I just accepted him as one of our strong teammates.
But as the catcher in the games, you have to sort of be in charge of him, and you got to work closely with him. Did it click right away?
I don't know that it even clicks now if we were to go out and play, but I loved catching him because he has such command of his pitches and such control that he was just a joy for me to catch. What an incredible career he had.
Well, don't sell yourself short. In the foreword to your book, which he wrote, and you wrote the foreword for his book, but Fergie says he credits Randy Hundley with much of his success in his career.
Well, that was kind of him to say that. I'd like to think that's true, and I think that I had a tremendous effect on him. And I love him. I mean, he's come a long way from Canada, playing basketball, hockey, baseball, and he's just a tremendous athlete and is still is in great shape.
Well, he trusted you, this guy from the rural South, and didn't seem to mind the way you talked or what you said to him. No one used the one-hand catching style before you revolutionized the position. I know how you came up with it. Tell the story, though. It really was about your dad, wasn't it?
Yeah, my dad had played semi-pro ball and was a good ball player and a good hitter for a little guy. But he was a two-handed catcher, and he got a foul ball on his hand, and it just shattered the right hand, and it made it difficult for him to hit after that.
Everybody was a two-handed catcher then, right?
Yes, everybody had a two-handed catcher's mitt, and that's the only way you knew how to catch was with two hands. But when I was 8 years old, I went to him one day. He's laying on the sofa on a Saturday watching a game, and I go to him. I said, Dad, I don't like playing shortstop. you don't want me to pitch. I said, where else is there for me to play? He gets up off the sofa and goes to the front door, stops, puts his shoes on. When he stopped, he pointed his finger right between my eyes. He said, I'm going to teach you how to be a catcher, but you're going to be a one-handed catcher. And if I ever see you put that hand up, I'm coming and get you. And that made an impression upon me. I mean, I think I got two foul balls on my right hand, and neither one of them injured me enough to take me out of the game, and that was the purpose of it. And I caught 160 games one year, so.
Major league record. I guess a big part of that record was your one-hand catching style, wasn't it?
No doubt about it, because if you put that bare hand up to catch a ball, you're going to get hit. And you get hit on your fingers, and you'd have no feeling for throwing the ball. And so I always kept my bare hand out of the way, put it on my leg or whatnot. But when the ball was coming to the plate, I just took my hand back and got it away from any foul balls. And I was very fortunate not to ever leave a game because of foul ball to my hand.
Let me mention a few of your great teammates here. Just say whatever comes to mind. Don Kessinger.
Don Kessinger was a very mild-mannered person. He struggled his first season or so, and then he became a switch hitter, and things got better for him, and played a great shortstop for the Cubs. He was a great player and became a manager after that.
Ernie Banks. Fergie called him AM and FM because he would never be quiet.
Every day he'd come up with a new saying to motivate the players to play better. And he was just, for the talent that he had, he was the most respected player on the ball club. And I loved playing with him.
Talk a little bit about Billy Williams.
Billy Williams was the best hitter I'd ever seen in my life. And what a great guy he is. And even today, I love being around Billy.
With Banks and Williams and that period of time in the 60s, when you were on the road, did you see a lot of instances where hotels or restaurants didn't want those guys in?
Yes, and it was very frustrating, too. You know, you don't know what to say, and sometimes you just say the wrong thing, not being sensitive enough to the situation. And it was very frustrating at times.
Were you close with all of these guys?
Yeah, I'm sure that there are some that I was not that close with, but for the most part, I was close with all of them and was proud to be close to them.
Randy Hundley, lots of great stories in his new book, Iron Man. And you can get that book if you go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U, lulu.com. Just enter Iron Man in the search bar.